we come face to face in Philippians. And I think of what you have expressed, Emil, of Satan thinking that he had really won the victory because disobedience had led the children of man to death without exception. Disobedience had brought death into the scene. But we come at the end of this chapter to this wonderful fact that this blessed man, this one that we have been exhorted to allow his mind that worked exactly the opposite of the mind of the flesh. You see, we want to be of reputation. We want to be somebody. We want to be noticed. We want to be served. That's the old man in you and I. And the mind of Christ, as it's worked out in you and I, takes that one, that new creation in Christ Jesus, and he gives him a desire to want to be a servant, to want to serve those that belong to his God, to want to have no reputation in this world except to the reputation would be to want to serve the Lord. His reputation, as far as he was concerned, he was a doormat. Paul was a doormat. Peter was a doormat. And you and I will find that in our local assemblies, amongst the people of God, if we want to be used of God, we'll be of that character too. It's an opportunity to serve him. He was made in the likeness of man. But then this blessed man did something else that doesn't come by human nature. He humbled himself. And you know, his obedience brought him to the same place that our disobedience brought us. Oh, how we have to see that as we begin this subject. That his obedience brought him into death, obedient unto his God and Father, obedient as he had lived a life here and brought glory to God. Do you know what that perfect life did? Standing alone, it would but condemn you and I. It would but condemn us. But he is going to bring many sons unto glory. That's the mission that he is on. And so he was, and we'll turn in a minute, maybe John or others would have something to say in introduction. This blessed one became obedient unto death. Now I want to underline something for us. The death of the cross is unique. It was the death in the Roman Empire that was reserved for the worst kind of humanity. There were other ways to execute people. There were other ways to bring death in. But death by crucifixion was death designed to say to those that witnessed it that this was the lowest of humanity. This was the worst of mankind. This is what his own people ask for. That our blessed Lord, the one that spoke and it was done, the one that created, that he would be hung upon a cross made of that which he had created. And that he would be left there until his life was taken away from him. He became obedient. Underline that word became. Because many times men tried to take his life. Many times they sought to take him. But he could say in Luke, it is said in Luke, this is your hour. Up until then, he could never be touched. But he says, this is your hour and the power of darkness. And so the Lord Jesus is ready to trod that pathway to Calvary.
Thought it was interesting because whenever I think of humanity, and we were talking about his humbleness and how he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, I think they're very, very opposite. When I think of humankind as a whole, I think of pride. Mm-hmm. I mean, humanity and humbleness go together about like jumbo shrimp. There's no comparison there. But yet Jesus Christ humbled himself.
Well, highlight the beginning portion that we read here. Being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, I want to just think about that verse for a moment. And I want us to remember and go back to Genesis and to think of the fall of man, of Adam. And what happened when Satan tempted? You're going to be like God. And so there was this aspiration on the part of man in the subtle ways of Satan being tempting man to aspire to be like God, to exalt himself and to become something that he wasn't. And as Chuck has just mentioned, we have here in the second man, the Lord from heaven that we spoke about yesterday, who was 100% God and 100% man. And now when we look at this verse, he was in the form of God. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God. See the exact opposite character in this new man, this second man, this new order. He wasn't aspiring to be equal with God. He was God. But he was emptying himself. And so it gives an expression and shows to us, young people, the heights of extreme glory that this man came from, and to the depths that he came down to in humbling himself, coming here as a man, and not having the character as we have, but a holy character. That which shall be born of thee is holy. Here is the Son of Man, not aspiring to be what we did in the fall, but who humbled himself and became obedient, and as Chuck just said, obedient unto death. The fall was disobedience unto death, and here is the second man. He was obedient unto death.